USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill early Tuesday morning after working through the weekend to try to move the measure through. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran joined the group that negotiated the contents of the bill and voted to endorse the framework of the package, but says he cannot vote for the final measure. He explained that the bipartisan nature of the bill is trumped by a $3.5 trillion spending bill the Democrats plan to bring up following this measure.
I would say again that I'm open to those opportunities. I'm saddened by the fact that this did not reach an agreement that I can support, but I certainly indicate to my colleagues that I'm willing to work with Republican and Democratic members of the Senate to see that in other instances we can come together in a way that provides hope for the American people that we can work together and a better product than we were able to reach in this instance.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the Taliban conquered a sixth provincial capital in Afghanistan, the Pentagon reports that the situation hinges on Afghan civilian and military leadership to stop the terrorists. John Clemens reports.
Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon press secretary, said the fighting in the country is clearly not going in the right direction. Kirby said the U.S. believes the Afghan forces have the capability to make a big difference on the battlefield.
Whatever the outcome here, when we look back, we're going to be able to know, we're going to be able to say that it was driven by leadership, Afghan leadership, political and military leadership. That's what's vital here.
From the USA Radio News, Texas Bureau. I'm John Clemens.
And the University of Minnesota says it will require all students and faculty to get COVID vaccinations once they're fully approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Those who do not get the shot will have to submit to regular COVID testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says he plans on filing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He made the announcement late last week, citing his department's handling of the migrant crisis at the southern border. Biggs tells Newsmax TV that he recognizes there's a small likelihood of removing Mayorkas from office with the GOP in the minority in the House, but that Democrats in border states may be persuaded to hold a hearing.
Well, the goal is to do two things. Number one, it needs to heighten the awareness of the crisis. This has gone beyond cataclysmic, quite frankly. And the left-stream media is ignoring it, and the administration's ignoring it. So we have to put pressure there. The second thing is, there are Democrats who, whether they be in Texas, there's some in Texas that are really concerned about the border, and there are also others that are in swing districts. They have to weigh carefully, do they allow this to continue, or are they going to face the music? And so that's why this is going to go, and I think it's so important, because if we get a hearing on this, I think Secretary Mayorkas cannot answer the questions that he needs to answer. There's no defense for the action they've taken. And so there is an outside chance that we could actually see an impeachment process go forward.
And the CDC is advising travelers to avoid France, Israel, and several other locations as COVID cases rise in those countries. France and Israel join Aruba, Iceland, Thailand, Eswatini, and the French Polynesia as the latest destinations move to the very high level, meaning they've had more than 500 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 28 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.